News Radio, WTAM 1100. This is Bill Wills. I do apologize. I'm a bit embarrassed. I've had a chance to introduce this gentleman a couple of times at some different events. He's always been very kind to me. Father Bob Steck, who is the founder of the Fest, he has the flock at St. Ambrose Parish in Brunswick. This is Bill Wills. And, Reverend, I do apologize because I just can't believe Scooter. He wants to play the I'm the altar boy card and put you on. He told you to call back. And I just want to apologize. First of all,
no, it's any way it goes, Bill. It's good to be with you this morning. I'm happy to call back so we have a good chance to talk together.
Good to be with you, sir. I appreciate it. Now, let's talk about the Fest. First of all, I cannot believe 20 years this has gone on, and you have, and you're humble, but you have been the driving force behind this.
There's such a great team of people that work together to create a great, we call it a great day of faith, family, and fun. And yes, it's shocking. It went from 1,000 people 20 years ago to, had we come together in person this year, we would add about 45,000, 50,000 people together.
It is amazing the artists that you have been able to attract to this who have wanted to be a part of this because they have heard about it in their circles. And it's just amazing. We know about the pandemic, what we're dealing with. You obviously had to make the decision to do it virtually, right?
So there's a couple pieces to this, Bill. So we knew this was not the year to not do the Fest because it really brings people. They really make this like their spiritual retreat day each year for themselves and their families. So this was not the year to not do it. So we had to find a way. And you talk about God blessing the effort. You know, to your point, nine of the top bands reached out to us and said, we want to jump on this train. We want to, it's kind of like a We Are the World moment, actually. So nine of the best Christian artists coming together, offering stories, unique material, messages of hope and inspiration to lift all of our spirits in what has been a very difficult time.
This event over the years has attracted thousands. So how do you get involved? How do we do it this year, Reverend?
So the best thing everybody can do is go to the Fest website. That's thefest.us, and you'll see everything from the schedule for Casting Crowns for King and Country, Matthew West. You'll see the schedule of artists. But while you're there, you'll also see all the things that people have come to enjoy on Fest Day, great displays, information, you know, resources to strengthen the bonds of their family. So you literally go to the website. The main page becomes like the big stage, if you will. But then there's also a website inside the site. So you can go visit different activities and the craft kits for kids. And God bless our friends from Mark's. While you're there, you can sign up moms, dads. There's great giveaways. All you got to do is register and go through the site, and you can win great gift baskets. You can have a glorious day, amazing music, messages of hope, and all do it from the comfort and the safety of your home.
Over the years, the festival grounds in Wycliffe have been just filled with people, so we're doing it virtually. And really, you know, in a way, and it's interesting, during this pandemic, and I want to ask you about that in just a second, but during this, we've had so many amazing performances and so many great connections really around the world where people maybe will enjoy this that didn't have a chance to come to Wycliffe in the past, you know?
Absolutely, Bill, and we're already seeing it. So I tell everybody, this year, the Fest has always been free, great to amazing sponsors and friends, right? But this year, everybody can invite everybody in the world, you know, to find hope and inspiration, listen to great music. And although you're not going to be physically together, although hundreds of people are doing watch parties for their families, but you can literally invite everybody you know to find hope and help and inspiration. And again, what has been a very difficult year.
Danny Gokey, Matthew West for King and Country, Casting Crowns, so many. The Fest at Home, The Fest at Home. Find out more, do the search. There are different sites and different social media handles to get a hold of this. Father Bob Steck with me, pastor of St. Ambrose Parish in Brunswick. Congratulations, by the way, the addition. Oh, it's been a couple of years, but my goodness, how that you know, the building has grown there, sir.
We have an amazing community down here at St. Ambrose doing great work, and the buildings are just a glimpse of the really good people here. Just a silly example, yesterday we're passing out food to 200 families in Cleveland while we're passing out food to 75 families here in Brunswick while we're collecting school supplies for kids down in St. Rocco's. So wonderful, wonderful people. I know you live in the area here, Bill.
Sure.
Just amazing, good, family-minded people down here. Beautiful, wonderful community.
Let me get you out of here on what we're all dealing with, sir. You and I share a faith. I am not Catholic. We may have different ways of getting there. But let's put that aside for just a second. I am sure that you have you have struggled in dealing and explaining and trying to answer questions. So many people are feeling worried, feeling frustrated right now, Reverend.
So that's a big part of why, one, we renovated the church, and two, we're doing the fest, because we need God. We need to be that beacon of light and hope. And when we walk together, our future is full of hope. That's what the prophet Jeremiah said to us thousands of years ago, that when we walk with the Lord, no matter what we're going through, God's plan for us is a future full of hope. And that's what we want to communicate every day. And that's certainly what we want to communicate on Fest Day. All through the Fest Day, you're going to see stories of hope, wonderful people doing great things to bring care and light and love and hope to every sister and brother in need. And that's what we need to do for each other. And the more we do that for each other, the more the good God will take care of us and be that light and love and hope for each of us.
Well said, sir. Reverend Bob Steck at the St. Ambrose Parish of Brunswick. Again, the fest happening virtually, but connecting in so many ways this year. The Fest at Home. Sir, I appreciate your time. And again, sorry Scooter put you on hold. I know you're busy, but I'm glad we got a chance to chat, okay?
God bless you, Bill. Thank you so much.